Many young Afghans whose families fled the country during its 22 years of war are strangers in their home country. Since the fall of the Taliban and the creation of a new interim government, some people are going back. Youth Radio's Roya Aziz recently returned to Kabul for the first time since her family fled the Soviet occupation in 1981.
In Kabul, I stayed with my uncle's family. The centerpiece at our dinner was usually a gas lamp. We would sit in the darkness around a tablecloth spread out on Afghan carpets, drinking tea, listening to the radio, and sharing stories. They told me about the period before the wars, when our extended family lived only houses apart. Then, at the end of every story, they'd ask, "When are your mother and grandmother coming back to Afghanistan, like you have?" Bringing back skilled expatriates is a national priority. You hear it everywhere, from President Hamid Karzai's speeches to casual conversations with relatives and strangers. Everyone told me they hope Afghans living abroad will return. In fact, there's a word people use for expatriates. They're called musafirs, meaning travelers who've just moved temporarily and will return to Afghanistan.
Now I have to depict this. I have to explicate this. What do you mean by this life chart?
Jawad Ahmed is like me, a musafir who just returned to Afghanistan. He came back to start an English language center after living in England for the last few years. Jawad says it's a sense of homeland that drew him back.
I should not be so emotional, but to be honest, I really love my people and I really love my country. So beside my mother, my country is my mother.
Afghanistan may be like his mother, but Jawad doesn't want to live in Kabul permanently. He complains about the lack of electricity and running water and says he's homesick for his family in England. That's the challenge. No matter how much Afghans abroad want to help their country, the lack of basic infrastructure and opportunities keeps many returnees from staying long, and others stay away completely. Those of us who left more than 20 years ago were forced out by the wars, back-to-back wars. We form communities elsewhere, where we go to school, and where our families have established businesses. I think I could make a life for myself in Kabul, but like Jawad, most of my family is living abroad. My parents talk about leaving California, but there's still too much insecurity in Afghanistan. Frozan Khaliliar stayed in Afghanistan throughout the wars. Like me, Frozan is a journalist, but she's also a wife and mother. With a smile, she tells me that she's proud of me for speaking our language and hanging on to our culture, and she welcomes me back to Afghanistan. We're both 24, but you can't tell by looking at us. I ask her if she thinks of herself as young.
If you ask me, I've become very old already. People in Afghanistan never had a chance to be young because we've seen so much fighting and because of all the poverty. Our suffering has made us old.
Frozan says because of the wars, her father just couldn't afford to support her and had to find her a husband. She wanted to get a postgraduate degree so she could find a good-paying job, but she had to give up those dreams. Now, she depends on a government salary of $20 a month. As an educated Afghan, Frozan could have a better life in another country, but instead, she's staying in Kabul, struggling to pay the rent and feed her family. She hopes the Karzai government can build new political structures with a lot of help from expatriates, the Afghan diaspora coming home. At a center for street children in Kabul, a group of kids is rehearsing for a play about a boy who becomes a warlord's bodyguard, a lingering political challenge from Afghanistan's past. The boy's friends tell him to give up his guns, because school books and pens are their new weapons. In the finale, the boy decides to go to school, and the young actors celebrate by performing the Afghan national dance. I find myself getting emotional because I also feel a sense of victory. One child, one step at a time, the country is rebuilding. I realize, like being in that audience, I have been an outsider until now, looking in at the country's struggles. And now, it's up to those of us who have been on the outside, in Pakistan, Iran, and the West, to join the effort to connect Afghan society back with the rest of the world. For NPR News, I'm Roya Aziz.
Roya Aziz's story was produced by Youth Radio in association with National Geographic.